With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Intel is shedding thousands of workers and cutting expenses as its new CEO works to revive the struggling chipmaker's fortunes.
In a memo to employees, CEO Lip-Bu Tan said Intel plans to end the year with 75,000, quote, core workers. That's down from 99,500 employees at the end of last year through layoffs and attrition. The company previously announced a 15% workforce reduction. Intel helped to launch Silicon Valley, but has recently fallen behind rivals like NVIDIA Corporation. Bob Agner reports.
The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories for the Southeast. The advisories cover areas from central Florida all the way up to Virginia through the weekend. Temperatures expected to reach the upper 90s with heat indexes between 105 and 110. Extreme heat warnings effective for the beach areas of North Carolina and South Carolina. The Kennedy Center's famed Opera House could be renamed to honor Melania Trump.
House Republicans on the Appropriations Committee approved an amendment to the Interior, Environment, and Related Agencies' annual spending bill that would rename the Opera House and the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House. The panel voted 33-25 Tuesday to approve the amendment. The push to pay homage to the First Lady came months after President Trump overhauled the Kennedy Center's board and named himself as its chair after accusing the performing arts institution of being too woke. The Opera House is the second largest theater at the Kennedy Center and often hosts its headline performances. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Hackers have accessed the personal data of the 1.4 million customers of Alliance Life Insurance Company of North America. Company confirming the breach yesterday. They said it took place on July 16th. A malicious threat actor accessed a third-party cloud-based system. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists stepping up their attacks on Christians in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says the main problem is a group called the Allied Democratic Forces, which has been killing and terrorizing believers for years. The ADF is actually based in neighboring Uganda, but lately it's invaded the DRC and is seeking to destabilize it. ICC reports that, quote, survivors say the recent attacks are not random acts of violence, but part of a broader strategy to suppress Christian communities and undermine their right to worship. In an unexpected step, a Pakistani court has ordered an investigation into the abuse of the country's draconian blasphemy laws. The Islamabad High Court has told the government to form a special commission to probe allegations that the laws are often used to settle petty scores and specifically to persecute Christians. Additionally, police say there are groups that manufacture blasphemy charges against individuals, then extort money to get them dismissed. This is SRN News. An engineer in Vermont revives payphones for free calls in areas with bad cell service.
That's an old payphone in Vermont, given a new life by electrical engineer Patrick Schlott.
Partially inspired by other projects that were doing exactly the same thing, doing, you know, putting payphones out in public spaces and making them free.
Tunbridge resident Hannah McLean had to introduce her teens to the concept.
I said, do you know what this is?
One of the three free phones Schlott installed so far is even a rotary phone.
They thought it was quite interesting and quite a novelty.
Schlott buys the payphones, fixes them up. So far, he's installed three. I'm Julie Walker.
For some reason, vandals set fire to a mouse statue that's a TV star and mascot for kids' programming of the German broadcaster WDR. The cartoon mouse, who is simply called The Mouse, is the star of a show called The Show with the Mouse. This is SRN News.